This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda places to take harsh measures to control corruption and anomalies. Prime Minister Dahal directs Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane to ensure good governance and security. Pokhara Regional International Airport coming into operation today. And New Year 2023 celebrations being held across the globe. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to engage himself every single day in maintaining good governance and carrying out development activities. Addressing a function on the Diamond Jubilee of the Naraini Namuna Secondary School in Bharatpur yesterday, the Prime Minister vowed to take harsh measures to control corruption and anomalies. Prime Minister Dahal also stressed the need for resolving economic problems in the country. On the occasion, Prime Minister Dahal appealed to all Nepali people to come together to start a journey to good governance and prosperity. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane to ensure good governance and security to the people. In a meeting at the Prime Minister's residence at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal directed Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Lamichhane to ensure good governance and security. The Home Ministry has taken initiatives to ease the distribution of passports and national identity cards following the mounting complaints of service seekers. Fanindramani Pokhrel, the spokesperson at the Home Ministry, informed that efforts were initiated to address the complaints of compulsion to stay in the queue for hours and hassles in filling forms. Pokhrel added that suggestions would be sought from a team of information technology experts on it and work would be initiated based on the experts' suggestions. Home Minister Ravi Lamichhane had vowed to ease the distribution of passports and national identity cards immediately after assuming the office. The Pokhara Regional International Airport is being inaugurated today. Its inauguration coincides with the English New Year 2023. In a press meeting yesterday, Pokhara Metropolis officials have said Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is scheduled to inaugurate the airport and all preparations for the inauguration have been made. The Metropolis has been tasked with looking after the arrangements for the people's participation, publicity and celebration of the event. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has directed the concerned agencies to bring the dead body of Nirakar Pandey, who died in a fire that occurred in Cambodia's casino. Pandey, originally from Birtamod of Chapa, had died in the fire. Prime Minister's Secretariat said Prime Minister Dahal directed Chief Secretary Sankar Das Bairagi to facilitate the concerned agencies in bringing the dead body of Pandey. General Secretaries of the Nepali Congress, Gagan Thapa and Bishwa Prakash Sharma, have said it is time to make an honest review of the unfolding political situation. The General Secretaries duo pointed out the need for open and transparent discussion to chart future roadmap by identifying the causes. Issuing a joint press statement on the occasion of the National Reconciliation Day yesterday, Thapa and Sharma argued the party needs a serious self-compunction and a future action to be well informed on the unfolding national activities. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has expressed the confidence to take country's course to political stability, good governance, development and prosperity to the right way. In a message of greetings on the occasion of New Year 2023 today, UML Chair Oli said the country was moving ahead in its efforts to fix a national political direction with the arrival of the new year. The government debt of Nepal reached 2 trillion 7 billion rupees by the first quarter of the current fiscal year. publishing the quarterly debt position of the Government of Nepal for the first quarter of the current fiscal year, the Public Debt Management Office says Nepal has 1,050.23 billion rupees of external debt and 957.61 billion rupees of internal debt. The total outstanding debt of the Government of Nepal for the first quarter of the current fiscal year has decreased by 0.27%. The police have arrested 155 fugitives who were sentenced and fined for their involvement in various crimes but fled in a span of 6 months. Superintendent of Police Dinesh Raj Mainali said they have been presented to the court after the arrest. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Countries across the globe are welcoming 2023 with large crowds gathering for fireworks and light displays. In the London, Big Ben fired the starting of the gun for a spectacular display that included a tribute to the late Queen. In Edinburgh, huge crowds filled the streets for the city's world-famous Hogmanay party, back for the first time in 3 years. Likewise, 11 hours earlier, Sydney put on a spectacular display as ever, with fireworks launched from its Harbour Breeze and Opera House. Meanwhile, a wave of Russian missiles have hit cities across Ukraine, officials say. Ukraine capital Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said there had been several blasts in the capital, causing at least one death. A hotel has also been damaged. The attacks happened 2 days after Russia carried out one of the largest airstrikes since the start of the war. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned Russia could launch more attacks to make Ukrainians celebrate the New Year in darkness. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Russians that their leader is destroying their country. Speaking after Vladimir Putin's New Year address delivered while flanked by people in military uniform, Zelensky said the Russian president was hiding behind his troops, not leading them. Former Pope Benedict XVI has passed away at the age of 95, almost a decade after he stood down because of ailing health. He led the Catholic Church for fewer than 8 years until, in 2013, he became the first pope to resign since Gregory XII in 1415. The Vatican said the body of Pope will be placed in St. Peter's Basilica from the 2nd of January for the greeting of the faithful. During his tenure, Benedict XVI ushered in significant changes in churches, including the process of addressing widespread sexual abuse. Pope Francis has laid tributes to his predecessor Benedict XVI, who has died aged 95. Benedict had been noble and kind and gifted to the Roman Catholic Church, the Pope said. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 15.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to take harsh measures to control corruption and anomalies. Prime Minister Dahal directs a Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichani to ensure good governance and security. Pokhara Regional International Airport coming into operation today and New Year 2023 celebrations being held across the globe. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.